USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Female corrections officer, 56-year-old Vicky White, who escaped with an Alabama inmate facing murder charges, had a relationship with the man that spanned at least 2 years. That's according to the Lauderdale County Sheriff's Office. She remains at large with 6'9" Casey White. Both are considered armed and dangerous. Four astronauts successfully returned to Earth in a SpaceX Crew Dragon spacecraft today, bringing an end to their six-month-long journey at the International Space Station. It splashed down off the coast of Florida at 12:43 a.m. Eastern.
Crew has splashed down in the Gulf of Mexico.
The Labor Department is reporting Friday the U.S. economy saw a consistent job growth in April. Employers added 428,000 jobs last month. In another report, initial claims for state unemployment benefits ticked up to 200,000 for the week ending April 30th. USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 5500 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 5500. Enjoy!
The 148th Kentucky Derby is this weekend. It always takes place on the first Saturday in May in Louisville, Kentucky. The race is open to the best 20 horses. With all this military aid being given to Ukraine and the astronomical amount of U.S. military gear left behind in Afghanistan, how depleted are the U.S. supplies? Tim Berg reports.
As Russia's unprovoked attack on Ukraine continues and the United States continues to send weapons to Ukraine, reporters at a briefing with Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby are wondering if there will be a strain on U.S. stockpiles as it looks ahead to protecting Taiwan from a possible Chinese invasion. Secretary Kirby says a short answer to that is no.
That support, which we continue to provide, does not affect in any way our obligations under the Taiwan Relations Act or the other ways in which we're supporting Taiwan.
USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
Senator Kennedy on the Hill asked Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas this week about his new disinformation department.
When the department picked Ms. Jankowicz, did it know that she had vouched for the veracity of the Steele dossier?
We do not discuss internal hiring processes. Two, I was not aware of that fact. Three, as the Secretary of Homeland Security, I am responsible for the decisions of the department. And four, it is my understanding that Ms. Jankowicz is a subject matter expert. I was not aware of those videos. I, as a secretary, am responsible for the decisions of the department. The department does not discuss its internal hiring processes.
As the White House announced, the new spokesperson will be Karine Jean-Pierre starting May 13th. It's another example of the White House and its close ties to mainstream media. Current spokesperson Jen Psaki will become a broadcaster on MSNBC, and Jean-Pierre is married to a CNN news anchor. Some other information about Jean-Pierre. She worked for radical organization MoveOn.org. She has a history of anti-Israeli radicalism, and she once said Trump wanted to put a whites-only sign on the Statue of Liberty and claimed Trump had been a lifelong racist despite evidence to the contrary. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.